fresh off a stint at Edinburgh's Fringe Festival, the Bear Pack are back for one night only to perform 60 minutes of, and I'll quote here, the kind of stories your grandparents wish they could tell you. Sydney comedy duo have made a name for themselves over the years for their unique style of audience-suggested improv shows, ranging from dentist appointments to bears falling in love. It's a style of unplanned, unexpected comedy that can go anywhere across the world in a matter of minutes. I'm joined by half of the duo, Carlo Ritchie, to chat about what the Bear Pack is doing in Sydney this weekend. Good morning.
Morning, Nick.
Nice to have you on board.
Yeah, that was an intro. That was great.
Why, and tell me why you and Steen Raskopoulos want to do audience-suggested improv when it can go so badly. Why the love affair?
I think when you develop that rapport with an audience immediately, by getting their suggestions, one, it proves that what you're doing is improvised, which is handy. But also it means people become involved in the show. You know, we do a question and answer at the end of the show where people can ask questions like, what happened to that character? And why did that part of the story not make any sense? And sometimes you'll get people going like, where was my word?
You know? Oh, I love that. Yeah. Why wasn't I involved?
Yeah, yeah. And I think people feel really strongly about what they're suggesting, and especially for that one person who's got their word into the show, like, wow, I've made this show happen in a sense. And for us, I mean, that's great because, you know, it shows that we're kind of working off our feet, but it also it takes the pressure off us in a way because someone else has told us what to do in essence.
How do you prepare for something like that though? I mean, do you have sort of some vague, you know, skeletons and you're like, okay, well, if we get a word like this, that's the meat on the arm here.
No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that at all.
We know that we always get a location and we always set the very opening scene in that location. But that's pretty much as far as it goes as a skeleton. Some shows are very different. Some shows have lots of different cutaways and lots of different interweaving stories. Some just have one stay in the same scene for, you know, 30 minutes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a real juggling act.
Oh my God. So how was the response in Edinburgh? I mean, any horror stories where it just went exactly where you thought it wasn't going to?
Look, largely 11 out of the 12 shows were terrific. One show we had these very drunk guys from Belfast who were determined that the show be set in Belfast. And so Steen, just sort of being clever and being Steen, because we don't like to do it in broad geographical locations, He sort of set it in a bell shop called Fast Bells Belfast, you know? And they were not at all happy with that. And they were heckling and they came up after the show and like, you should apologize for your shit show and stuff. It was full on.
I can't believe people would heckle when it's already audience participation. Yeah. I thought heckling was like, I just wanted to be involved anyway. I was actually having a great time, but no one had heard me yell.
Yeah, it surprised us. And so that kind of took the energy out a little bit. But other than that, we had an extraordinary run.
11 out of 12 is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Even that show was still all right. It just had a different energy.
What about, are there some topics that you've always hoped would come up?
I worry sometimes because I would really like to get Titanic as a suggestion it's a massive obsession of mine.
Are we talking about the Titanic or the film
The Titanic.
Good. Yep. Just want to make sure. Yeah, good.
But it's funny because when you get those things that you know a lot about, you find that you kind of, it restricts your mind in a way for improv. And that's never particularly helpful because you go, well, I already know everything. And it's kind of like having a script almost.
Ah.
And then it kind of stuffs you up a little bit.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. So
too much knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you really need to go into it with a blank slate because anything can happen and things can be thrown at you. And
well, you don't want to be correcting your partner with, no, it was definitely the North Atlantic Sea.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell you the temperature.
I think you'll find we're on the Labrador Current.
Now, you've got some guests. Now, actually, I should ask before that. One night only in Sydney. Aren't you guys still jet lagged? What are you doing already back on stage?
Yeah, well, I only got back on Friday. So let's see if I can stay up until the show. That'll be interesting. And Steen's just come back from doing a run of shows in London in his solo show. So it's
going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be coffee driven.
Yeah. Well, neither of us drink caffeine. So here we go.
What kind of Sydney comedians are you?
Very slow ones.
You've got some special guests as well.
That's right. We've got Hamish Blake, which is really exciting.
It's great.
Yeah, it's the first time we've done a show with him. And we've got some of the cast of the new Whose Line Is It Anyway, Susie Youssef, Tom Walker and Bridie Connell. Which they're just excellent improvisers we've been playing with for years, so it'll be great to have them as, on the stage. We've got some national theatre sports champions, Eden Lacey and Kate Coates, and then just two really lovely and fantastic improvisers, very well-established comedians, Alex Lee and Willa Rimia. So just a knockout show.
The best of the best when it comes to improv.
Yeah. It's
no wonder one night only. You couldn't get that much talent sticking around for more than one.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So where and when, and can people still get tickets?
Yeah, it's at the Emore Theatre this Saturday, the 1st of October. Tickets are still available.
Cool.
And all proceeds we're donating to families whose children struggle with cancer. The show is dedicated to a friend of ours, Elliot Miller, who was an improviser who died earlier this year from a battle with cancer. So we decided just to give everything to charity in that way.
I think it's a great way of honouring their memory.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice to. It was great performing with him, and it's nice to kind of keep remembering him as we go on.
That's fantastic. Is it on in the evening?
It is, yeah.
So go and watch your Swans game and then go.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
See some great comedy and contribute to cancer research.
Yeah, and hopefully the Swans get up and then everybody will be in a real
everyone will be
spirits.
In a great mood, yeah. It's just every suggestion is going to be Swans.
Yeah.
Well, okay, it's a swan in a swan shop.
Melbourne Stadium.
Carl, great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on to Breakfast and good luck with the show.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having us on.